Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 23rd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Initial pediatric experience of preserving cardiac allografts in a 10 degrees Celsius cooler. This study reported the initial pediatric experience of preserving cardiac allografts using a 10 degrees Celsius cooler, a method with established favorable results in adult cardiac transplants. The single-center retrospective review documented recipient characteristics, intraoperative courses, and postoperative outcomes associated with this preservation technique. This investigation represents the first clinical application and evaluation of 10 degrees Celsius allograft preservation in pediatric patients. Article number 2. Temporary mechanical circulatory support in L5. AD candidates with right ventricular dysfunction. Acuity without long-term futility. This study found that temporary mechanical circulatory support, utilized as a bridge to durable left ventricular assist device implantation in advanced heart failure patients with right ventricular dysfunction, indicates acuity without leading to long-term futility. While right ventricular dysfunction at left ventricular assist device implantation predicts early morbidity and mortality, the data demonstrated that temporary mechanical circulatory support does not independently contribute to long-term risk. This redefines the prognostic implications of preoperative temporary mechanical circulatory support in this vulnerable patient population. Article number 3. Natural history of tricuspid regurgitation following transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. Insights from clinical trials and multicenter registries. This study found that transcatheter edge-to-edge repair for significant tricuspid regurgitation achieved sustained improvement in most patients at one-year follow-up, based on contemporary registries. The data showed that early reduction in tricuspid regurgitation was influenced by factors such as anatomic complexity, leaflet coaptation mechanics, and device-related characteristics. Furthermore, results demonstrated that late tricuspid regurgitation recurrence was primarily driven by ongoing right-sided chamber remodeling and interactions between the leaflets and the device clip. Article number 4. Win ratio analysis for peak flow adaptive servoventilation in treating sleep apnea and heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. This study employed a win ratio analysis to evaluate the effects of peak flow triggered adaptive servoventilation for sleep apnea in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The win ratio approach expanded the assessment of intervention effects beyond conventional morbid and mortal events, incorporating endpoints related to symptom relief and quality of life. This analysis provided a more comprehensive understanding of adaptive servoventilation's impact on overall patient well-being in this specific cardiology population. Article number 5. Lifetime Adverse Pregnancy Outcome History and Cardiovascular Risk. This study established a relationship between a lifetime history of adverse pregnancy outcomes and long-term cardiovascular disease risk in 59,154 PEROS participants from the NURSES Health Study 2. The investigation identified cardiovascular events, including myocardial infarction, stroke, and coronary revascularization in women with self-reported histories of gestational diabetes, gestational hypertension, preeclampsia, preterm delivery, and low birth weight. This comprehensive analysis confirmed the cumulative impact of various adverse pregnancy outcomes on future cardiovascular health. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.